Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out. That's what love is all about. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. Oh, I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A showdown on the campus of UCLA this morning as police moved in to dismantle the tents that had been set up, arresting some students who refused to leave. ABC's Trevor Ault, there as it happened.
This entrance basically has been ripped open. We're seeing definitely some skirmishes over here at the edge. There's been some protesters who we've already seen who have been zip-tied.
That's the sound of flashbangs behind him, not gunshots. Hamas says it is considering the latest proposal for a ceasefire with Israel that the United States and other mediators hope will avert an Israeli attack on the Gaza town of Rafah. Donald Trump facing the prospect of additional sanctions in his hush money trial as he returns to court for another contempt hearing today. Police in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Investigators say the 14-year-old had tried to get inside but was stopped by the school's security system. It's under investigation. This is ABC News. Still historically low, the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims. The Labor Department says 208,000 people filed claims last week. More investments in infrastructure, this time billions for new pipes.
President Biden today in Wilmington, North Carolina, will announce $3 billion in funding to help communities in every state remove and replace lead pipes. North Carolina will get $76 million. That's on top of the more than $250 million the state has so far received from the bipartisan infrastructure law for this kind of work. The EPA estimates there are currently 9 million lead pipes in use across the nation. Administrator Michael Regan told reporters lead can cause a range of serious health issues, including permanent brain damage in young children. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And a flight to the U.S. from London costing one man a lot. A 30-year-old passenger got so unruly that the plane had to make an emergency landing in Maine. He is now facing over $20,000 in fines. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The investigation is underway into Wednesday morning school shooter incident at Mount Horeb Middle School. Attorney General Josh Call says Mount Horeb police used deadly force when they responded to the report of a person with a weapon outside of the school. The officers involved in the incident are on administrative duty. Protesters and police clash at UW-Madison Wednesday morning. Campus police and other law enforcement agencies forcibly took down an encampment set up by anti-war pro-Palestinian protesters. UW police said numerous arrests were made. Four people were booked into the Dane County Jail. And a long-awaited hotel and casino project in Beloit is expected to break ground this fall. The 18-story complex located next to I-3990 touts a 305-room hotel, convention center, and multiple restaurants. It's expected to create about 1,500 full and part-time jobs once it's complete. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down this evening. High of 57, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, showers, scattered thunderstorms, then clearing after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer with a high near 70. We are headed full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Myself strong, but when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets to burning, lean back on the bourbon, so as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault, yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone, three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you. My heart wouldn't listen.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Morgan Whalen, Wasted on You, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Thursday. And this hour we'll have Today in History. Also, I have opening farm markets here coming up this morning. Well, you know what that means. Time for another story from Files of Police Squad. Silly people doing silly things and going to the big house. We go to the great state of Nebraska. A man has been arrested after stealing cash and pie from a Grand Island, Nebraska restaurant. Michael Martin was arrested for theft on Monday. He's accused of taking nearly $180 in cash and a coconut cream pie from Shady Bend Cafe on Highway 30. Grand Island police say they found brass knuckles and a steak knife without a handle on him during his arrest when they searched him. Needless to say, he's off to the big house, and no, they do not have coconut cream pie at the Gray Bar Hotel. It's just beans and rice, right? Yeah, you bet. Chris Ledoux, and what you gonna do with the cowboy? Good morning.
I can see you got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Oh, you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? See, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got,
and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hold of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips, get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. You got your hand. You're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There we were in the back of that old C71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Dusted up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dustin Lynch, Stars Like Confetti. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And this reminder, this weekend, NASCAR returns. We go to the Kansas Speedway. We'll have the Xfinity Series Heart of America 200 on Saturday with coverage beginning at 6:30 Saturday night. And then on Sunday, it's the NASCAR Cup Advent Health 400 with our coverage beginning at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. West Palm Beach police are looking for a bird napper. Uh-oh. Police spokesman says Catherine, a lorikeet parrot, stolen from her habitat at the Palm Beach Zoo. Now, why would someone steal a parrot from the zoo? It's believed the parrot was taken from the zoo's lorikeet loft, where visitors walk through and actually feed the birds. The zoo searched everywhere and even checked to ensure there were no holes in the aviary and didn't find any. Police are watching surveillance video to catch the crook. Let's just hope the crook isn't a cat.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Olsen Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. Olsen Farm Greenhouses are open, and the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Remember Mom for Mother's Day. Don't wait. Get to Olsen Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olsen Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olsen Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune,
was a singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer, a gang of black heart and a pretty red neck. Well, a few nights later, I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is a double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Let
your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on. He's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys let him drive around in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo green. Mamas, let your boys be country. Let your boys country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jason Aldean and Let Your Boys Be Country. I'm Brian Winnikins, 9:35. I'll be listening for local news four times a day, 7, 8, noon, and 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down birthdays for today. Or check that. We did that last hour. Today in history. For this May 2nd, 1519, Leonardo da Vinci passed away at the age of 67. Controversial Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy passed away at the age of 48. In 1966, Tom Brokaw makes his debut as news anchor of NBC's owned KNBC Los Angeles. He would later move on to jobs as White House correspondent, Today Show co-host, and finally, the lead anchor of the NBC Nightly News. I liked watching him. 1972, former FBI head J. Edgar Hoover passed away at the age of 77. 1984, Joker's Wild host Jack Barry passed away at the age of 66. In 2009, former congressman and pro football quarterback Jack Kemp passed away at the age of 73. Kemp received the Republican Party's nomination for vice president in 1996 and ran on a ticket with Bob Dole. He served in the House of Representatives for 18 years. Now, during his 13 years in professional football, Kemp played for San Diego and Buffalo. In 2012, NFL great Junior Seau was found dead in his home in Oceanside, California. He was only 43. And in 2019, a kidney used in a transplant was delivered by drone for the very first time. Well, there's an interesting use for a drone to say the least. That's what happened out in the state in history. Coming up, we're going to have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and Durand Napa.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins at the Mercantile Exchange. June milk down 13 to 1841. July down 6 to 1877. August up 3 to 1893. September steady at 1905. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving higher with the triple-digit gains after the FDA said they found no remnants of the H5N1 virus in ground beef. And so that has the trade jumping heavily back into the markets. Hog markets are moving mostly lower. Looks like that export inspections report is going to come under expectations for hogs, and that has led to another sell-off in the hog market. June live cattle down now up 317 to 177.02. May feeder cattle up 292 to 244.35. May hogs down 45 cents to 92.57. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. Outside markets are lightly supportive. International weather, where historic flooding is taking place in far southern Brazil, where the soybean harvest is taking place, while in the northern part of Brazil, it's become too dry as well. Also, forecasts in Russia has looked like that could also be dry, and there's also flooding in parts of China. So a lot of the weather coming in to support the market. New crop corn up 4 3/4 to 477.5. New crop beans up 14 1/4 to 1179 1/4. May wheat up 10 3/4.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down this evening. High of 57, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, showers, scattered thunderstorms, then clearing after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer with a high near 70. We are headed full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't. Just wondering, is there life out there?
what she should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave, she's just wondering, is there a life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. But she do it the same as she did back then. Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again, is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family at home? She's done what she should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave, she's just wondering, is there life out there?
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. horses with wild flowers and wild horses. Wild flowers and wild horses.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lanny Wilson, Wild Flowers and Wild Horses, 951. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Be listening for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's with Jesse Allen this afternoon here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Did you see pictures of this? I did. A professional pest control person had to clear a bee swarm of thousands of bees while the crowd roared. He also earned the nod for a ceremonial first pitch before a delayed game between the LA Dodgers and Arizona Diamondbacks. The bee invasion occurred Tuesday at Chase Field. It caused a two-hour delay in the game. Apparently, the queen showed up and said, "Hey, we're here for the game. We're going to watch." And yeah, thousands of bees surrounded the queen. About 15 minutes before the game was set to begin, umpires then met with the managers from both teams and Diamondbacks vice president of operations and said, "You know, we can't do anything here till we get this cleared out." So they called Matt Hilton to assess the situation. He was the local branch manager at the local Blue Sky Pest Control Office. He said he had to leave his son's t-ball game in Sunrise, Arizona, and drove 30 miles to Chase Stadium after receiving the call. Imagine that call, huh? Really? He put the beekeeper outfit on, used a scissors lift, to get up to the bee swarm. And basically, he used a non-pesticide spray on the swarm that basically calmed them down so that they didn't start to fly all over, fly all over the place. He vacuumed up the bees. Simple as that. The crowd chanted MVP, and so they ended up giving him the first pitch of the game on a ceremonial first pitch. Now, he says it's a high probability the pests were Africanized honeybees, known as killer bees. They would have turned aggressive if agitated by all of the moving. Instead, they were taken out of the stadium, and then they were set free off-site. Well, probably they're mad now because they did want to watch the game.
Mother's Day will be here before we know it. Stop at O'Galley Cheese for a wonderful present any mother would love. Choose from their selection of jewelry, candles, wines, and of course, cheese to make a gift box that mom can enjoy. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. An O'Galley Cheese gift certificate makes a great gift too. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She turned up her nose as she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. And ask if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink fur dice. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Someone for each of us, they say. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Sawyer Brown and Some Girls Do. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikitz. And coming up next hour, we'll have ABC News, also state news as well from Wisconsin Radio Network as well. It's all on the way here coming up next hour. A happy National Truffle Day today as well. The truffle was believed to be invented in France in December of 1895. Truffles became much more prevalent, though, in 1902 after a chocolate shop opened in London. In fact, the Prestat chocolate shop still sells Napoleon III truffles made from the original recipe. Really? Wow. Truffles use, of course, chocolate, icing, cocoa powder, chopped nuts, and coconut.